Hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, No Filter with Kobo. I am your host, Elsie Ruiz Alvarado, and in this episode, we will feature our Mediterranean sunscreen with an SPF of 33. The days are getting hotter, so I am sure that it will be useful for you all to get some insight into sunscreen formulas. Well, guess what? We are here today to your rescue. So make sure and take some notes as we will discuss the Kobo ingredients used, their purpose in the formula, and offer some background on how you can create a similar and effective formula such as this one. So to start, let me introduce our guest for today, Claudia Harthouse. Hi, Claudia. Welcome. And thank you for being my guest today.
Hi, Elsie. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Sure, Claudia. Before we move on to the questions, please go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing at Kobo these days.
Hi, everybody. I'm Claudia. I'm an Applications Lab Program Supervisor here at Kobo. We have a lot going on in the App Lab. We are working on a lot of new and exciting projects, and lots of these are new sunscreen products and color cosmetics.
Thanks for that, Claudia. I'll get started with the questions now. So to start with, can you tell me a little bit about what inspired our lab to create this formula? Was it that you had a benchmark, perhaps, or what were the factors considered? Also, why is it called a Mediterranean sunscreen?
So the idea of the Mediterranean sunscreen came from the olive-inspired ingredient story for this formula. We wanted to showcase our natural olive esters treatment, which uses hydrogenated olive oil sterile esters, as well as some other olive-inspired ingredients in this formula. This olive treatment gives a nice, creamy, but light feel. And olives are rich in fatty acids, which enhances skin barrier functions, and it maintains long-term moisturization. And we wanted this to be a moisturizing sunscreen that gives great benefits to the skin.
Thanks, Claudia. I've noticed that naturally derived ingredients are marketed as having several benefits on the skin, olive oil being one of them. It's not just a staple in our diets. Clearly, the trend of beauty from within through healthy food consumption and oral supplementation has led to a trend from kitchen to table to the skin. And it does not stop there. Hair and other personal care products have been running with this idea for a long time. On a daily basis, it's good to protect your skin from harmful UV rays as part of your everyday skincare routine. I'm noticing this formula provides broad spectrum protection, utilizing only zinc oxide. Please share with us the unique characteristics and similarities of the two dispersions used in this formula and why they were chosen to work with jointly. For example, just tell me a little bit about the particle size, the dispersant, and other ingredients. Go ahead and start with NHD75MZCOE and then move on to GCP45XZJ.
Of course. So all sunscreens on the market that are SPF 15 or above, they need to meet the broad spectrum requirement. This means that it needs to hit a minimum critical wavelength of 370 nanometers. A sunscreen being broad spectrum is so important because it makes sure that we are protected from both UVB and UVA rays. These UV rays are harmful to us. So like you said, it's always good to incorporate sunscreen into your skincare routine or even your makeup routine. This formula is utilizing only zinc oxide as the UV filter, but it's using two of our dispersions. The first one is the NHD75MZCOE, which is our natural non-nano zinc oxide dispersion that has the olive ester treatment. This dispersion uses our ZNOC, which is our large particle size zinc oxide. And because of the larger particle size, it helps us achieve that high critical wavelength. However, when using a large particle size zinc oxide, it can lead to some whitening on the skin. That's why we did it at 13.25%. And it also includes 19% of the GCP45XZJ. This is another one of our natural non-nano zinc oxide dispersions, but it has a smaller particle size, around 155 nanometers. This dispersion has a very light feel to it, and the balance of the two dispersions will help reduce the whitening on the skin while still giving strong protection, which you can see from the critical wavelength result of 379 nanometers.
I know that Kobo has done a great amount of research on understanding how zinc oxide can be used alone or in combination with other actives to achieve high SPF and broad spectrum UV protection. We have a presentation on selecting the right particle size of zinc oxide for sunscreen applications. It shows our work and the results of the effects of primary and aggregate particle size of zinc oxide on UVA and UVB attenuation. This presentation is available on our website under the tab Literature, and we'll provide a link in the description of the podcast. Formulating sunscreens is complex because particle size, dispersion, and concentration play a role in the measured efficiency against UVB and UVA. How did you estimate the individual contribution of each zinc oxide dispersion? In other words, how did you know how much to start with to achieve the SPF 33 obtained in this formula?
So we knew we wanted to achieve an SPF value of 30 for this formula. We wanted to make sure we had enough of the larger particle size zinc oxide in order to pass critical wavelength, but we also wanted to make sure that the aesthetics of the formula were good. As we just talked about, there is a large particle size and a smaller particle size zinc oxide dispersion in this formula. The smaller particle size will contribute more SPF units per percentage than the larger particle size dispersion. You can do these calculations by hand to figure out how much to add, but we also have our COBO SPF and PFA calculator that makes this easier and quicker. With our SPF calculator, you just enter whichever COBO UV attenuation powder or dispersion you want to use and its percentage, and it will give you the estimated SPF and PFA. I love using this. It's so helpful.
Claudia, I'm so glad you mentioned COBO's SPF and PFA calculator. Many may not know about it, but it is a super useful tool, and it is available to anyone utilizing a COBO-provided username and password. For all those listening in, if you would like access to it, just reach out to your COBO account manager for assistance. Claudia, in this formula, there is a little over 3% of COBO Sunboost ATB, a proprietary blend of agents. Please speak on the purpose of its use in this formula and the added benefits.
So Sunboost ATB is a great raw material because it has antioxidant, anti-irritant, and anti-inflammatory agents. It is so beneficial and nourishing to the skin. And on top of that, it helps boost SPF. We have data to show that Sunboost can boost both SPF and PFA by more than 30%.
Wow. Besides providing UVB, UVA protection, this formula is a powerhouse packed with many other benefits, not just from the Sunboost ATB, but the moisturization benefits from the olive oil treatment you mentioned earlier on as well. Claudia, so yes, this formula also includes 1% of COBO silica MSS-500W. Please comment on it and why it was used in this formula.
MSS-500W is one of our natural silica microspheres. It helps give the formula a soft and non-greasy feel, and it also helps with the blendability on the skin.
I also noticed that there's a plant OG. It's utilized in the formula at about 1%. What is the main features of this ester and what physical attributes does it provide for the formula?
Plant OG is a great raw material. It's a plant-derived lanolin alternative ester that blends beautifully into the skin and offers skin barrier moisture protection. It has great skin adhesion, which helps lay the product on the skin evenly and create a protective barrier. This is especially important for a sunscreen product. Because of these properties, Plant OG can help boost SPF as well as decrease the standard deviation in SPF readings. And we have data on this as well.
Okay, so we've highlighted many of the ingredients in this formula, and I'm just curious, do you have any special manufacturing tips for this particular formula? For example, do you need a homogenizer? Are there any precautions which should be taken?
I actually love the simplicity of this formula. It's a water and oil emulsion, and it is only these two phases. The main phase is the oil phase, and the side phase is the water phase. And only a little bit of heat is required due to the Plant OG. The main oil phase will be mixing under homogenizer, and then emulsification will happen under homogenizer as well. And it's important to note with the water and oil emulsions that you want to slowly add the water phase little by little when emulsifying to avoid pooling.
Great advice. Thank you so much, Claudia. Well, Claudia, those are all the questions I have for you today. We have reached the end of another great episode of No Filter with COBO. Thank you for your insight and being our guest today. It has been so nice talking and learning from you. I hope that you will join us again.
Thank you for having me, Elsie. I will definitely be back.
Great. And you're very welcome. For all those who tuned in, once again, we appreciate you listening through and hope that you found this episode to be informative and of some value to you. If you would like to see the complete formula and want to know more about the ingredients discussed, go back to the description of this episode where you will find links to the formulas and literature of the ingredients mentioned. Also remember that on social media, at Cobalt Products, you will find pictures of the products and application. This podcast has been created by the content team at Cobalt Products Incorporated. Cobalt Products is a raw material cosmetic manufacturer and distributor specializing in treated pigments and dispersion. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or the platform of your choice so that you don't miss any episodes. Have a beautiful day and take care. See you all next time.